the end of the first period of game one, second period of game two. Is there an art to managing momentum when it's going against you and recovering from it and bouncing back?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, I haven't done that. And, you know, to give up two goals in the last, you know, 2-3 seconds in a period is tough, especially when it's comes a two-goal game and you know, you're really battling uphill. So, you know, like I started yesterday, I think we played a good first period, but obviously got to be more consistent in the 6 months. You know, we're in a hole, but you know, this. You know, one team that can come out of it is us. So, you know, we just got to take it game by game and you know, go out there and do some work.
What is it that makes this team capable of that?
Well, I think we've proven in the playoffs and during the regular season that we can bounce back from, you know, bounce back from tough games. And, you know, obviously losing two in a row in the playoffs is never good. But, you know, we've proven time and time again that we're a team that can bounce back from adversity and fight through it. So. You know, the team we're playing was in the similar hole in the first round, so they've proven it's possible. So we believe in ourselves, we believe in this group, and we believe we're capable of you know, winning games there and make sure that yesterday wasn't our last home game for the season.
Is Zasilevsky that kind of bounce back player you're talking about?
He's proven that all year. He's obviously been the most consistent, best player this whole season. So. You know, we got to do a better job in front of him, clearing pucks, and you know, off turnovers is tough for a goalie when you know, pucks go east west, and you know, you got to recover. But you know, he's one of those guys. His compete level is so high. He puts a lot of pressure on himself, and you know, you want that in a goalie. And we talked after the game, talking to Pierce, you know, we're a good team. We're here for a reason. So, believe in ourselves. Believe in this group. And, we gotta go up there and then win games on the road. No, obviously not. We're giving up too many scoring chances. Odd man rushes, but you know, we gotta give their team credit too. They're obviously finding ways to create those opportunities. You know, for us, it's about looking at ourselves, looking at our game. Video, what we can change to eliminate that, and that's what we're going to do. We just got to go there tomorrow. It's the biggest game of the year tomorrow. You know, go down 3-0 or you know, a couple of games. So, you know, we're in this position now, and nothing can change. So, what we can do is.
Do you feel like you have the answers you need to
do? Yeah, absolutely. We have the team that you know, are here for a reason, so we're. We're fully capable of you know, adjusting our game plan and adjusting the situations. But we can't change what happened in the past few days. We're just looking forward to it.
After the game, Victor, was there a sense of panic in the locker room at all?
No. No, no. There's no panic. We're obviously not happy with losing two games in home ice, but panic's not something that goes into our locker room. We're, you know, we got the experience, we got the get the guys that obviously in the class were first time. You know, guys have been through this and you know, we're capable of handling that. And,
you mentioned Washington being in a similar situation against Columbus. Is it any sort of comfort to have a recent example of a potential quick turnaround?
I don't know, comfort, but you know, they've proven it's possible. You know, that's what's so fun with hockey that you know, things can swing from one day to another. Like I said, we got the group, we got the team to rally around this and put these two games behind us and look forward. It's the first of four, it's not the first of two. We're obviously pushed against the wall a little bit, but we're a team that you know, been known for you know, rallying from behind and you know, battling for adversity, so we're going to have to do it again.
Do you feel that while he puts pressure on himself, if you're supposed to he might put too much pressure on himself and thinking about that?
No, I think he's one of those guys that you know can put this behind him, come out from it, and the rest go, it goes for the rest of the team. So, you know, Rass is you know, world class goaltender, and you know, he wants to make the big stops, and he does. So, It's just a matter of us making it easier on him. You know, don't give too many greedy opportunities. You know, they have a lot of skill in that team that they're going to put the puck in the net. So it's about eliminating those greedy chances and, you know, try to play more in their zone.
About being in this position before, is this a time where experience in this position really comes in and plays a factor in you, that you guys really do see?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, we're a group. You know, we got all the experience that been, you know, been down 3-1. There's Pittsburgh one there, able to come back. You go, you go through the list, you know, guys have been down a series and found a way to come back. Like I said earlier, that's what hockey's all about. It's a fascinating sport when it comes to that momentum swings. And we won a game, and all of a sudden you feel a lot better. So, you know, for us, it's all about resetting everything. And get ready for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.